Paul Simon stuff as usual from WPIX and the Dayton Show. Paul Simon, Duncan, 251. Good afternoon. Or good morning, whatever it is. Mr. Spock defends himself against a mutiny charge in The Menagerie, Part 2, tonight's episode of Star Trek Trek on WPIX-TV, Channel 11. An unusual communication system is used to reenact scenes of the Enterprise's first journey 13 years before. Guest stars Susan Oliver and Malachi Throne. Ah, good old Malachi's back. May join Star Trek regulars William Shatner and Leonard Nimoy tonight at 9 p.m. in color, preceding the news on WPIX-TV, Channel 11, all right? Why doesn't this thing light up? Let's see here. I've got to do this smoothly. I'm running a smooth, tight ship here, and this delay is causing me to lose that reputation for smooth, chef. Well, if I can't get it in the machine, I very well can't do it. It's a thing about alcoholism, and all I can do at this point is to urge you, leave the stuff alone, all right? See if I can get this thing to work later on.
For the good of New York.
Well, I got it halfway in the machine, and now I can't get it out. I'm really stuck. Not only did I blow a public service announcement, I lost the use of one machine. Here's Looking Glass, Brandy. Yeah, I think that might help a lot. Well, listen, I'll let the lady lay the number on you, the Alcoholics Recovery Institute, okay? Go ahead.
777-5752.
Thank you very much. Please trade Cat Stevens, Old Gold from 1971. We're getting back in time now from 72 to 71. 2:55, a Dayton Thursday show.
I've been happy nation.
In shambles.
Thinking about the good things to come.
Bob Dayton, touching you on WPIX FM New York. Now you've gone. I hope you're in a better mood. 302 on a Dayton Thursday show from WPIX. That's Joey Heatherton. Too bad about her face and body, right? Poor chick. Some of us have got it and some of us don't. 75 degrees, midtown Manhattan, flash, small beginnings. Flash on a Dayton show for Thursday from Happening Fix in New York. Flash and small beginnings. Well, it's not the size that counts, girls. The shape. 75 degrees midtown. Semi-nice day in New York. 304. The Dayton show in progress. This is progress. In progress until 6 o'clock. Here's Al Green. Get up there. Al Green with Dayton on a Thursday from Happening Pigs in New York. I'm still in love with you because you're looking so good. 307 in New York. When'd you get that tan, huh? Last weekend?
I wish you could see me. I've got a tan you wouldn't believe. Most people would say I don't need a suntan lotion anymore. Not true. I still need one to keep my skin moist and my tan beautiful. So it's only right that I'm using new Golden Tan from Sea and Ski. It helped get me this way in the first place. And I've put too much into this tan to take a chance on losing it now.
New Golden Tan. Use it to get your tan, then use it to keep your tan. Beautiful.
Wait a minute, I'm lighting a cigarette. Hold on a second. Okay. All right, I'm ready. Where was it? Oh, a Volvo doesn't look big from the outside, but when you get inside, it grows on you. Sit in the front seats. You have more room to stretch your legs than you do in a Cadillac DeVille. When you plop down in the back seat, you'll experience the strange sensation of not having your knees scrunched up against the front seat. A Volvo has more rear seat legroom than a Buick Electra. Poke around the trunk. You'll discover it's bigger than a Lincoln Continental's. On long trips, you'll also be eternally grateful for Volvo's fully reclining bucket seats. They have according to who's with you, of course, they have an adjustable lumbar support to make the seat backs firmer or softer. One thing that's not soft about a Volvo is the body construction. It's so strong you can stack 7 Volvos on top of each other without squashing the one on the bottom. It's also protected by 6 coats of primer and paint at 2 different undercoatings. Volvo doesn't want your enjoyment of their inside to be spoiled by the disintegration of their outside. Look up your Volvo dealer in the Yellow Pages. See how you fit into a Volvo.
Listen to WPIX FM for all you're worth.
I am.
$50.
John B. Quigley, Stuyvesant Drive, Port Jefferson Station. All right, John B. Quigley, Stuyvesant Drive, Port Jefferson Station.
You have 5 minutes to call the Pix Rap Line at 972-0300. 972-0300.
Listen.
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 Good WPIX FM for all you're worth.
This was a hit. It's all gold retail.
Wilson Pickett, the fix from 1966.
One, two, three.
Let's go from 1966. Old Gold on the Dayton Show for double from WPIX in New York. Can't read. Do the show at the same time. Wilson Pickett in Land of a Thousand Dances, Old Gold. York area environment, air quality acceptable. Partly sunny this afternoon, high around 80 tonight. Partly cloudy, low in the mid-60s. 75 degrees in New York right now. We have a weather jingle?
Jingle!
Aha, uh-huh, thank you. Cornelius Brothers, Sister Rose.
My mama told me, falling in love.
Eddie Cornelius wrote that song the day he had nothing to do. Waiting, his chick didn't show up.
I believe.
Too late to turn back now. Cornelius Brothers, Sister Rose on a Thursday Dayton show from Happening Picks. Good afternoon, 3:15 right now. New from the OJs, Backstabbers.
Honey, baby.
Oh, yeah. From WPIX on a Dayton Thursday show. OJ's Backstabbers, 319. Good afternoon. 75 degrees in New York.
Hey, troglodytes.
Not about a woman. Not about a woman.
Have you seen Alice Cooper's patties yet?
Alice Cooper's new School's Out album, complete with lace patties, now especially priced at Sears.
Hot pants!
Plus Jimmy Castor's Bunch Troglodyte album.
Come here.
And special low prices on Elvis's Live at Madison Square Garden. Simon and Garfunkel's Greatest Hits. Plus new albums by the Carpenters. Neil Diamond, Free, Derek and the Dominoes, New Riders of the Purple Sage, and the new Live at London album by Chuck Berry.
She threw out all her money at the Southern Trust and put her little boy aboard a Greyhound bus. Leaving Louisiana for the gold and west.
10 new albums and tapes, including Alice's Lace Panties, now especially priced at Sears. Pull them on.
LPs start at $3.33. 8-track tapes start at $4.88. Sale ends Saturday.
It's the real thing, and it's happening around New York this week. Sold at the Center, Lincoln Center, with black theater, dance, poetry, and music. Some of the participating artists are Carmen McRae, Mongo Santa Maria, and Linda Hopkins. Central Park concerts feature J. Giles Band Friday and Saturday, Sha Na Na and Captain Beyond Sunday, Linda Ronstadt at the Bitter End, Black Sabbath, J. Giles Band, and Blue Oyster Cult at Nassau Coliseum, Cactus and Blue Oyster Cult at Ritz Theater, Staten Island, free New York Philharmonic concerts in Brooklyn at Prospect Park, Bronx at Botanical Gardens. It's the real thing. Be part of it.
You're watching a cloud paint a picture, writing your name in the sky. You never had such a feeling. This time it's not what you love. It's the real thing. As you sip on some coke, your heart really hopes. It's the real thing.
Like you're buying a coke.
Your love's flying high. Like the clouds in the sky, it's the
Bobby Goldsboro.
10 years of Roland, a capsule history of the Stones. Hear it tonight at 9 p.m. when WPIX presents a special on the Stones following their three-day invasion of New York City. Listen to WPIX FM for all you're worth.
I believe you better do that, baby. 3:21 now. 75 degrees in New York. Parker's family coming on. Making up his heart to do.
Down.
I think we should give it a try, don't you? Alice Cooper, School's Out. It's next on The Dayton Show.
The Eagleton illness. More, and still more. 75 degrees at 3:25. New York environment. Fair weather. 80s daytime. 60s nighttime. John Webster, WPIX News. In touch.
Here I stand, my son. In a foreign land, my son. But maybe it's not so strange at all.
Institute of Applied Psychotherapy. Have you got a drug problem? Have you got a problem just living? Call them. They care. The Institute of Applied Psychotherapy. 873-1832. 873-1832.
So come along, my son. We'll be right back.
T-I-X. For the good of New York.
Democratic vice presidential nominee Thomas Eagleton denied today that he'd ever been arrested on charges of drunken or reckless driving. At a news conference, he called charges by syndicated columnist Jack Anderson a damnable lie. Eagleton said he would not withdraw from the ticket he shares with Senator George McGovern. What Anderson had said was, quote, "We have traced but have not seen photostats of Senator Tom Eagleton's traffic record," still quoting, "a former high official from Missouri whose reliability is beyond question, but who has asked that we not identify him, has confirmed that a Missouri state trooper turned over to him photostats of 6 to 11 traffic citations. He cannot be sure, he said, but the figure 11 sticks in his mind. These citations, he said, ranged from drunken driving to speeding. All of them occurred in the 1960s to the best of his recollection," unquote from Jack Anderson's radio script of this morning. Democratic presidential candidate George McGovern, meantime, has canceled a news conference saying he will not be stampeded into replacing Senator Eagleton as his running mate. McGovern's news secretary, Richard Daugherty, said McGovern felt a news conference would be pointless since there is no change in Eagleton's status. But Daugherty, he really wants to make it clear that he's not going to comment further. In Honolulu, Eagleton said he would withdraw as a vice presidential candidate if he felt his past health problems would hurt McGovern's chances. The top Ohio backer of Senator George McGovern says he expects Senator Eagleton to withdraw as the vice presidential nominee. Howard Metzenbaum, a Cleveland millionaire and an important behind-the-scenes man in the McGovern campaign, says the disclosure of Eagleton's psychiatric treatment would be a definite threat to the Democratic ticket. And there is another report, or rather a series of them, from very, very high sources, that Eagleton has already been asked to get out of the race. I must emphasize that these stories are beyond the rumor stage. One source has told me there is now an ongoing battle in the McGovern camp over who will be the next vice presidential nominee. This source says the ultra-liberals want Sissy Fahrenhold, the convention's number two vote-getter, but McGovern wants Larry O'Brien. In fact, still another source tells me, McGovern has told the former Democratic National Chairman that he is his choice. A Vietnam veterans group which supports President Nixon has questioned whether the price for a return of American prisoners of war will be establishment of a communist government in Saigon. Paul McNellis of the Vietnam Veterans for a Just Peace says the POW question tops the list of three issues which should be discussed during the presidential campaign.
Is the United States willing to guarantee the imposition of a communist government on South Vietnam as the price for the return of our POWs? After all prisoners are repatriated and all our troops are safely withdrawn, what responsibilities does the United States have to the Vietnamese people? Is the just cause our national leader sent us to defend, the Vietnamese people's right to self-determination, no longer valid?
McNellis and other representatives of the veterans group told a news conference George McGovern appears more concerned about North Vietnam than he is about the South Vietnamese or American troops. The eighth game of the World Chess Championship got underway today in Iceland between challenger Bobby Fischer of Brooklyn and champion Boris Spassky. Going into the eighth game, Fischer leads Spassky 4-3. Movie cameras were in action as the American challenger walked into the hall 10 minutes late. He made his first move, then immediately went to the chief referee to ask whether the cameras were on. But the referee said it turned out Fischer only wanted reassurance that the camera wasn't noisy. Mayor Lindsay has announced the city's going after court action to close down several Times Square hotels. Corporation Counsel J. Lee Rankin will bring suit charging a number of hotels with constituting a public nuisance because of dope dealing and prostitution. The mayor also says he's going to ask city council to require the licensing of all massage parlors. Bob Dayton is next. New York area environment. Air quality acceptable. Partly sunny this afternoon. High around 80. Tonight, partly cloudy with a low in the mid-60s. Tomorrow and Saturday, partly cloudy. High around 80. It's 75 degrees. Portions pre-taped. John Webster, In Touch.
WPIX-FM. In Touch with New York.
It's 3:30.
For school's out. Alice Cooper, we're back to a Thursday Dayton show from Happening Picks in New York. Good afternoon. Good to have you along until 6 or whenever you have to split. 3:33 right now. That's something nice called Sweet Inspiration, Where You Lead for you. This is Barbara Streisand.
Yeah, you know what I mean.
I know what you mean.
I need your sweet